Nearly 2 weeks after Election Day, legal challenges filed in Arizona by the Trump campaign have proven to be fruitless. That's not especially surprising, as they largely concerned too few votes to make a difference in the presidential race here. While Trump has not conceded to now president-elect Joe Biden, the results of this election are clear. Senator Martha McSally acknowledged that reality on Friday when she conceded her race to Democrat Mark Kelly. She had been silent while the president took claims of overvotes and a stolen election to the courts here and in other battleground states, even when her own comeback was impossible. Maria Paletta has been covering Trump's legal claims for the Arizona Republic, and she joins us now to talk more about it. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so what was the president claiming here to begin with, and did he get especially far with these claims?
So there are at least three claims that I have been handling, three out of four, because one was dismissed pretty early on. Two are still pending. The one that took up most of last week was basically an attempt by the Trump team, as well as the Republican National Committee and State Republican Party, to have some Maricopa County ballots reinspected by hand, possibly changing final vote tallies. That essentially fell apart over the course of the week. And by Friday, you had the attorneys for the Trump team agreeing that any ruling would essentially be moot, both for the presidential race as well as some down ballot races. Currently, and we have two hearings coming up just later this morning, one of those suits, the Arizona Republican Party, is suing Maricopa County election officials to try to force an additional hand count of ballots in a different way. The county has already done a hand count, but it used a vote center model to determine the number of ballots it looked at to make sure the electronic tabulation was correct and accurate. It found 100% accuracy, but the Republican Party is arguing that it should be using precincts, which the county is, you know, did not use this election because precinct is the word that is referenced in state law. Then we have one other one where attorneys are essentially arguing election officials have no way to determine whether the votes of a specific voter are properly counted because we have a secret ballot system.
Let me ask you one more question about that lawsuit by the Arizona Republican Party. If they were successful in this and got another hand recount here, how likely is it that the results would change? What's the history there?
I think it's very unlikely, especially given the accuracy that we saw in the hand count that the county has already done last week. As I said, that was 100% accuracy. Mm-hmm. It's really just changing which particular ballots you're looking at. And the attorney general, who is a Republican as well, has stepped in and essentially argued there's not even any legal basis for this claim. The law does reference precincts when counties use a precinct-based model, but when they don't, it defers to the Secretary of State's Election Procedures Manual, which the governor also signs off on. And that's what Maricopa County did. So it, maybe if we had seen, you know, rampant inaccuracy in this first hand count, a different hand count could make a difference, but the one that they already did showed that things had gone as planned and there were no differences between the manual hand count and the count done electronically by the machines.
Maria, let me ask you about Senator Martha McSally, who just a few days ago conceded her race to now Senator-elect Mark Kelly. She had not said anything for quite a while, even as her deficit was higher than the number of votes still left to count. What have we heard from folks both within the Republican Party and maybe without the Republican Party about how this was handled by Senator McSally?
Well, in terms of the handling of Senator McSally's race, I've heard less, you know, specifically about that than I have the handling overall from Republican officials. We did have, you know, the governor and others waiting to say anything one way or another on the Senate race until she conceded, even though, as you said, long before that happened, the vote margin was, you know, it was mathematically impossible for her to catch up. So we have some Republicans who are sticking on that straight and narrow of let's let them count all the votes. And then we had some others like GOP party chair Kelly Ward, who, you know, were more emphatically arguing the stop the steal argument and that, you know, there were, quote, illegal votes potentially involved. So it's kind of spanned the whole range there, depending on how aggressive the official has wanted to be about a potential recount or any other change to results.
All right. That is the Arizona Republic's Maria Paletta joining us this morning. We'll have to leave it there. Maria, thanks so much.
Thank you.